Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Life is life. A mountain railroad. With an end. That's brave. We must make. The run successful from the cradle to the grave. What's the curse? The fields and tunnels never falter, never.
Second there with the Ralph Winrow Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. It's a beautiful sunny day. Rob, Illinois, you got a question or comment on what we're talking about?
Oh, yes, Ralph. I have a couple fast comments here. About a year ago in August, I sent J.B. Pritzker, or Prickster, however you want to pronounce it, for Illinois, the governor, a letter. And I told him about the mask wearing. He wanted to do mask mandating. So I told, of the list of things that I put in there, the one most important thing that I put in there was the fact that he cannot make me sin against my heavenly Father. And this is something that's why Satan in the garden, he couldn't force Adam and Eve to sin. So he had to get them to volunteer so that the sin would be on them. Because if he would have forced the forbidden fruit down their throat, it would have been all on Satan's watch. So this is what they have to do. You keep repeating it on the show all the time. They have to get us to volunteer and sign up. And it's right here in, let's see, it's Acts chapter 5, verse 29. And it says, "But Peter and the other apostles replied, 'We must obey God rather than men.'" And I made this very clear to him. And with a list of other things that were in there, shut him down. I mean, he got the letter. And somebody told me on the inside, they didn't know that I did it, but they're like, he got some legal advice, and he totally turned his tune. That's what happens when we stand up for our rights. There is also the second point I want to make. There's a lady called Peggy Hall, and you guys can look her up. It's real easy to find her on YouTube. She has a bunch of little videos showing people on how to stand up against the mask wearing, and she's got a lot of great stuff, and it might help with the vaccines. But there's also something I'm going to send you, Ralph, and you can send out to the group about people getting the state citizen passport, which I already have. And that's another thing that we can shove in their face.
I would like to see the state. I have a status thing that's worked. stops the IRS and all that, just dealt with it. I just haven't updated it, but it does work. If you understand that you got to be a citizen with the several states and domicile and all that. But anyway, go on ahead.
Right, but the state citizen passport, I have yet to test it. I have mine, but I filled it out exactly the way they said, and other people in my group that have done this are having success in their states with the passport. So it's something to consider, because when you fill out that passport, when it asks if your parents are citizens, or it says yes or no, you fill out no. That's one of the things, and I'll have the link and everything set up for you to send out to the group. So it's something people can consider as a little layer of protection now.
Well, I'm going to look at it, because the bottom line does, under 8 U.S.C. 1101-22B, it says right there, you can be either a citizen, and that's on your passport, by the way, too. You can either be a citizen of the United States, or you're not a citizen of the United States, but owe permanent allegiance. That is a citizen of the several states. Because, see, the thing you have to fight, you remember, have to know when you start doing this, what is the truth always is there, along with the lie. And it's up to us to have the knowledge to find the truth. Okay? It's always right. There. You look in court cases. They will use Constitution of the United States, and then they'll turn around and use United States Constitution. Why would they do that? Because they're two different things. One's a lie and one's a truth. Okay?
Right. There was one other quick comment. I don't know if you've heard, but maybe a lot of your listeners have heard of the website called scriptures4america.org.
Nope.
Jonathan, the pastor, had a couple weeks ago a man in his 70s come to him after he took the shot, and he baptized this guy according to Acts 2:38, and it cleansed his blood. God has given his people the opportunity to go back if they made the mistake of getting vaccinated, of being properly baptized.
Possible, but I'm telling you what, we just got to have the knowledge to come out of. We have to. It's our birthright is what we have to understand, because the con is to get me to say I am in the character of a citizen of the United States, has civil rights, has no inalienable rights from the Creator, has no soul, and has no political rights. And that is the root of the tree.
Right. That's, they have us.
Okay.
We're all a bunch of actors playing a character in their movie. Like Harrison Ford is an actor, and he plays Han Solo in the movie Star Wars.
Right. It goes back to Esau. When you give up your birthright, the Creator was pissed at him because he gave up his birthright. That is what is who we are. That's the thing that attaches us to what's called the law of the land, or due process of law, is your birthright. And when you step out of that and take on the character, I always use landlord-tenant. I can act as a tenant or I can act as a landlord, but that doesn't mean I've changed my birthright. But they get us to volunteer out to be the kids in the Supreme Court, Slaughterhouse, Crookshank, in the character of a citizen. You act like you are. And that's why we don't have any state officers, because everybody in this whole country is under the National Voter Registration Act of 1993. They print it in Title 52. The only elections are for federal offices. Well, how in the hell can you have a state officer if there's no elections for them? And I got like a 185 ALR, 155. They go into great detail. So what's wrong with you folks? Nobody reads. The problem, just like Mark Twain, the problem is what we think we know is so that's not. That's our problem. Okay?
Okay. Thanks for having me on, Ralph.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Well, I went into this. And I get to all of the IRS today. That's fine. This is important. It's all sitting all on the same issue. The enemy is agencies. And it's also just like in the Matrix, the machines. And the people that are against Mike Lindell, he has the absolute conclusive evidence. And Fox wouldn't run the ad. And he pulled it, $50 million. We got to have people that will stand and fight. We're only here for a little while. And it's what we do down here. is where we're headed. And there aren't very many people who want to fight. I'm scared. Oh my gosh, they might do something to me. So, what? Anyway, back to this. How do I deal with somebody that says, I got to get a shot? I got to get a vaccination. It's not a vaccine to begin with. It's a bioweapon. It doesn't do one damn thing to stop COVID-19 that they can't even figure out if it exists. But I tell you what, that bioweapon they got do. And there's all kinds of evidence of that, of killing people and maiming people and all sorts of stuff. But how do I fight it? That's the question. The affirmative act of Congress or the legislature is them taking a vote and making a law of several states or a law of Congress or a law of the United States. What is the affirmative act of agencies? They all do it. People just don't know because they're not taught. The affirmative act, they shall, if it has general applicability and legal effect, they shall publish in the Federal Register. They shall publish in the Federal Register. 49 Stat 501, Section 5. Why? They got to do it. They'll do it. People just don't know. And if you don't have Westlaw, it becomes a pain in the neck to try to get all this stuff because it's all hotlinked in Westlaw. It's on my fingertips. That's why it's so important to understand what's going on. They shall. It's general applicability, legal effect. Those are the words. The second test is it have forced effect of law. That's the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946. But you see, they get around that part because if you understand how the system works, guess what? I went into title, let's see, I'll pull it up here. It was into this lawsuit, this Affordable Care Act, this lawsuit that they did. And all I was looking for was the CFR. That's all I was looking for. I wasn't looking for anything else. Because that's where those, this is what these things, these headless fourth branch of, quote, government, this is what they do. This is where they live. This is where they tell us what they're up to. And if you don't go there, you don't get it. So I went in and I looked and I started searching. And what did I do? I found a Title 45 CFR Part 46. 45 CFR Part 46. Part 46. That's as far as the attorneys went. And they're just saying, well, they didn't implement the protections. They didn't go to the meat. They didn't go to what nails them. What is 45 CFR Part 46? That's talking about human subjects. Oh, yeah. Did you know that we are human subjects? Now, of course, I always thought that we are citizens over here, and in England, they are subjects. Oh, no, that's not the way it works. So then I went into the CFRs. So what does it say? I go into 45, public welfare, that's the CFR. I go into the first one, general thing, and I go into to find out what's going on with the thing. And the first thing that I find out is about human subjects. Really? How can that be? Human subject. I did not know I was a human subject. I mean, what do I know? I mean, you know, I'm just an old farm boy from Kansas here. You know, what I thought I knew, I don't know. Well, guess what? So anyway, I goes down in this thing, and I go down to Part 46, Protection of Human Subjects. So I open it up, and what's the very first one? The basic HHS, Homeland Security Policy for Protection of Human Research Subjects. Really? Well, it says, and then the first one is 46.101. To what does this policy apply? Wouldn't I like to know what the human subject policy applies to? Is it me? You? What do we do? So I open this up. And there is, you go down to the bottom, all CFRs as a compilation of Federal Register publications. And there are only two in the credits field. But they give away the farm. And you don't normally see this. Under the authority is 5 USC 301. Why would that be? Why would that concern me? Well, you see, 5 US 301 is what? 5 US 301 is departmental regulations internal. That's right. It's for internal regulations made by the department, have nothing to do with you or me at all. They admit it in the authority field. They actually admit what these regulations have, what they have to do with. They admit it. And that's a holding, by the way, in Chrysler v. Brown. What's Chrysler v. Brown? It says, Section 301 is a housekeeping statute authorizing rules of agency organization, procedure, and practice as opposed to substantive rules. What does that mean? Just that simple. It says substantive agency regulations have the force and effect of law. That's the holdings. So what is that? What does this all mean? What it means is they are admitting, first of all, that the authority is 5 USC 301. They don't put it out in the open. But they admit it. It's for departmental rules, internal use only. So, okay, I said, great. Let's go read the Federal Register, because that is what they have to take judicial notice of. That's called the rule of law in their world, or the standard of review. That's what they use. And they have to use it. That's why they put it in the Federal Register Act. Because it's what's where these things, it's another reality, if you want to look at it that way. It's that is where these suckers live. Okay? So I went into this. And I pulled up the Federal Register Act. And I couldn't believe what I saw. Now they do, they tried to do a con here on the first one, because they put in, it is impractical, unnecessary, and contrary to the public interest. The only thing you have to remember, number one, general applicability, legal effect, it shall be in the Federal Register. Number two, you go in and look in the Federal Register, you search on 5 USC 553 little b. It's usually 553 and then a B in parenthesis. And any time they say impractical, unnecessary, or contrary to the public interest, they did this on the first one. There's one more step. They have to state what the emergency is. They never do because they can't. And they say impractical is because that would stop you from having them. They don't want any comments. Notice in comments. They don't want us stopping them. They actually say that in the definitions of what it means. I'm not kidding you. You just can't make this stuff up. It's so crazy. They are our enemy. Absolutely, positively, they're our enemy. But anyway, to keep this simple, it's impractical, unnecessary, and public interest, against the public, contrary to the public interest, and they print it. Okay? Thank you.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Okay, we're back here. So anyway, I went in and I looked. This Federal Register under Human Subjects. 83 FR 28497. And I saw something called Common Rule. And it went back to 2017. There are two Federal Register publications, Common Rule. We want to get all these agencies all lined up to be signatories of this nonsense. That's what it's all about. But the thing to remember is it is unequivocally black and white. The only authority for these Federal Register is 5 USC 301, and they print it. They print it. And what is 5 USC 301? Departmental regulations. The head of an executive department or military department may prescribe regulations for the government of his department, the conduct of its employees, the distribution and performance of its business, and the custody and use and preservation of records, papers, and properties. And it says they have to give us information on it. So with all of the regulations that they're doing, all under 5 USC 301, and they print it. Now what they try to do, there's two predicates. One, if I was to go back to Congress, could they just make a bill and not vote on it? No, of course not. Could they make a bill and just have the House vote on it and the Senate not? Of course not. Could they make a bill and have the Senate and the House vote on it and the President do nothing? He has to do something. Of course not. This is what isn't understood. But number one, when they admit it's 5 U.S.C. 301, it can never, never, ever have the force and effect of law, because it has to say in it, I am in compliance with 5 U.S.C. 553B. You search on that. It ain't there except in one, and they're trying to get around it because they don't cite the emergency. But when you put in 5 U.S.C. 301 as the authorities internally, they're done. Now the question becomes, if all of this nonsense, which it is, all of their masking and everything is all under 5 U.S.C. 301. I went and looked at the CDC and their masking nonsense, not stuff too. Same game. The only question, can something under 5 U.S.C. 301, departmental regulations for internal use only, have the force and effect of law? And the answer is an absolutely, positively no. The only method, the only way to have force and effect of law on anybody, and federal employees are not exempted out of this, it shall either have the formal, which it says I'm going in compliance with 5 U.S.C. 553B, or the informal, which says no, it's impractical, unnecessary, and not in the public interest, and I shall declare the emergency. These can't happen. Now, why? I went back to something in 2017. They want to have some, the common rule. They've been planning this for a long time. It goes back in the 90s. This is not something new. But what makes it illogical to show what these guys are up to? See, if you don't know the simple ways of, like, Congress and the House have to each have a, they have to have a vote. They can't just do a voice vote. They have to count the heads. Did it pass or not? And did they all, did old Comrade Biden, Dementia Biden, sign it or not? Those things have to happen. Well, obviously, if it is for departmental rules only, why would you go back to the common rule? I looked up the two CFRs. And it says here, the revisions of the common rule are based on a variety of sources of public, stakeholder, and expert comments, advice, including comments received on 2011. The question is, what in the holy heck would the public be making a comment on departmental rules? It's not going to happen. That's the con. We're going to have a notice and comment because that's part of making a subsidy rule. You have to have a notice and comment in a proposed rule. You have to have a notice and comment in a final rule. So they just leave all of the other out. We're not going to talk about 553 because we don't know. We're a bunch of stupid peasants from Kansas or God knows where. I'm just no farm boy. I don't know no better. Oh, yeah, right. Okay, well, I do. You can't just say, I'm going to have a notice and comment and get away with it. No, no, no. That's like having a voice vote in the one side of the house and say, well, that's all we need. That's not the way it works. It starts with general applicability and legal effect. It shall be in the Federal Register. Everybody's got to take judicial notice. So my only question is, please give me the Federal Register publication that has the force. That's my question. And they can't do it. Guaranteed. They don't exist.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, I'm back here. Now, with the IRS, what you have to understand, back in the 30s, they flipped everything. We don't understand it, but against an agency, we are guilty until you prove yourself innocent. Everything is upside down. That's why they actually go out and they... You have the IRS and your books and records. You go meet with the agent. He's an inquisitor. They don't even hide it. You can't ask him questions. He's out asking you. And it's the old star chamber. What they're doing. The old star chamber's alive and well. If you understand what's really going on. They want a certain answer. They want it under the penalties of perjury. And if you don't, they will find you in contempt. That's what they do. And they don't even have any open testimony in open court, because the courts aren't even constitutional courts to begin with. You have to understand the game. It ain't a game. You have to understand our republic has been overthrown. What you think you know is not so. And people just keep doing the same thing over and over, thinking we actually have a rule of law. We don't. But there are ways to deal with these people. And they're not people, these criminals. So the question becomes, again, general applicability, legal effects. So if somebody comes and says, you know, I know you're absolutely right, and I talked to an attorney, and he told me that under the Federal Register, this agency, general applicability and legal effect, has to publish in the Federal Register. And everybody's got to take judicial notice. That means you too, sir, employer. Okay? Now, so my question to you, please provide me the Federal Register number that has the force and effect of law that requires me or anyone to take this, quote, vaccine? That's the question, just that simple. Please, I talked to an attorney. He's very familiar with the Federal Register Act, and it says all agencies' general applicability shall publish in the Federal Register. And everybody's got to take judicial notice. That's Section 7, including you. So it's a real simple request, because I know you're right. You wouldn't be asking me to do this if you didn't have the law, force and effect of law, of the Federal Register behind you, would you? I wouldn't think so. And if you have enough gumption, the average person's not going to be able to do this. And I'm going to get to it eventually here. I'm working on this with the IRS right now. Let's go to court. The burden of proof is on them. It shifts. As soon as I have credible evidence, what's my credible evidence? Judicial notice of the Federal Register. That's my evidence. Now, getting back to all of this nonsense that they did, you cannot. They try to cover it. Oh, we're going to have public comments and all these other people notice and comment. Or their common rule stuff. One of them is 82FR7159. It says here, variety of sources. A public stakeholder. What's a stakeholder? Expert comments and advice. And then including other comments. That's how they try to cover it. Because we're not taught. The lawyers aren't taught. They don't even know what the hell's going on. Most of them don't. I've talked to a few of them. They don't have a clue. They're clueless. How can we use this? This is a public record. Everybody's got to take judicial notice. Employers, whatevers. Who is under this? They list them out, and they list 5 U.S.C. 301. I've never seen anything like this my whole life. It says Department of Homeland, 5 U.S.C. 301. Department of Agriculture, 5 U.S.C. 301. Department of Energy, 5 U.S.C. 301. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, 5 U.S.C. 301. Department of Commerce, 5 U.S.C. 301. Social Security Administration, 5 U.S.C. 301. Agency for International Development, 5 U.S.C. 301. Housing and Urban Development, 5 U.S.C. 301. Department of Labor, 5 U.S.C. 301. Department of Defense, 5 U.S.C. 301. Department of Education, oh, that's one of my favorites, 5 U.S.C. 301. Department of Veterans Affairs, there's another one, 5 U.S.C. 301. Environmental Protection Agency, 5 U.S.C. 301. Department of Health and Human Services, 5 U.S.C. 301. National Science Foundation, 5 U.S.C. 301. Department of Transportation, 5 U.S.C. 301. They admit it. This is all these federal agencies that they got to sign up under the common rule, and they're fooling us. Oh, we're going to have a comment. We're going to have the public. Why in the holy heck would the public be commenting on department rules for 5 U.S.C. 301? You come on now. Give me a break. They don't. That's a ruse. That's an absolute ruse. The only way they can have force and effect of law under the Administrative Procedures Act is the predicate for a formal, which they say we are going to abide by 5 U.S.C. 553B. You'll never see one of those because they can't. The only other one is impractical, unnecessary, and not in the public interest. You will see those. They only have one of these out of all of them where you can't mix apples and oranges, folks. It's either one or the other. It's either water or it's oil. It either passes what Congress does to make laws of the United States, or it does not. You can't mix it up. You can't say, oh, well, we had a vote in the, we counted the votes in the House, but in the Senate, we just had a voice vote. And the president, he was gone, so we didn't need him. Really? The question becomes, I talked to an attorney. He said general applicability and legal effect of this agency, any agency, all of them, have to be in the Federal Register. And you have to take judicial notice of it. So my only question to you is, please provide me the Federal Register number that has the force effect of law concerning I have to take this, what we call a, quote, vaccine, my bioweapon. That's it. Get very familiar with it. I'm going to publish, I did this for a transportation guy on a traffic citation. I'm going to get around and just suck out that part and put that out on the list. I just haven't got to it because I'm working on this compost, but I've been researching out, which I want to talk about, the IRS. Same nonsense. Except, oh, you file under, you have a civil remedy under 7433 for collections only. Civil. But what happens if the deficiency and all that stuff, they got all the stuff. Oh, that's something different. Oh, yeah, that's something different. So you have to understand what they did is they dissected this up into little bits to make it difficult to win. But I know what they're doing. I'm just getting all the little parts that they've dissected it up together. It's just absolutely amazing what they're doing. Because they get around, excuse me, I got something on my throat here. And the one is you got to go in if you have a problem with the deficiency. So in other words, they come in, they're taking your house under the collections. Well, what happens if I say that I never owed any money? Oh, that's something different. Really? That's something totally different that I got to go research out. Really? Well, can I defeat that? Oh, absolutely. It's getting to be so funny anymore. It's hilarious. You got to use 6213. And what do I got to do? Sir, if you think you have been, they're taking your house, but they did a notice of deficiency and an assessment, and they erred, you got to use 6213. You got to go back to the tax court. Right. I'm going to go back to the tax court to have them make a redetermination if there's a deficiency. Oh, wait a minute here. How the tax court has got in operation for decades, I don't have a clue. Because the notice of deficiency 6211 and 6212 are part 301 regs. They have nothing to do with you or me, and Supreme Court has said so, and I'm looking up a whole ton of cases. I'll probably have 30 or 40 of them. From the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals to all these different circuits, they all say the same thing. How come we don't know this? Because I used. I just rattles my... It's hard to believe. There are a few instances where it's brought up. Well, how can tax court exist if the only way to get in is a notice of deficiency and it's a part 301 reg housekeeping that's got nothing to do? Are these all employees of the IRS that are going to tax court? Of course not. It's so illogical. You just can't. It boggles the mind. And when you can see it in print, you get up and say, Ralph, they're printing it. Why doesn't anybody read it? Because we don't know. I'm like Richard New Hampshire, and I chase these code, and what they do, you cannot beat them with code. Why? Because if I was to file a civil suit under 26 U.S.C. 2433 collections, they say, oh, you need to go back to tax court. Oh, well, you go back in and you use 6211 and 6212 code. The IRS and the And the tax court will say, oh, yeah, yeah, we just issued you a new deficiency. So now you're screwed. You're on a merry-go-round you can't get off of. There's no way to win. Because the solution is the problem. You have to understand the only thing that's so amazing that they've gotten away with this all these years, the only affirmative act that an agency can do is published in the Federal Register. They all do it. You think they're publishing there because they don't have to? Of course they do. What they don't tell you is how to read it. You cannot tell by looking at a compilation of the Federal Registers. They have to put it under some code, unless it says, if it says like 26 CFR, if it says 301, or like these ones here, it says their authority is 301, we're done. You don't even have to go to the force effect of law, except that is the question to the employer or the college or whoever the hell is after you. It's a real simple question because, you see, I know you guys are way smarter than me. And you know that the Federal Register mandates general applicability, legal effect shall be in the Federal Register, and it's admitted they publish there. And me being ignorant, I know you can provide me the Federal Register publication. I just need the number. It'll be a two-digit number, space, FR, space, and some number. Just give it to me that has the force and effect of law. It says I got to do it, and I'll do it. That's it. That's all the rest of it. They won't have a clue what you're talking about. You say, well, I'm sure you have attorneys that are really schooled in the Federal Register Act and the Administrative Procedures Act. Really? Don't you? I mean, you are mandating something. You haven't done your research. You don't have the actual force of the Federal Register that has the force and effect of law that mandates this. So what are you relying on? I don't want to hear your platitudes. I don't want to hear your nonsense. I don't want to hear that somebody said this or I'm the head of the company if you want to be here, fine. So you're going to fire me with no... You're going to force me to get something that there's no law on. Is that what you're telling me? Yes, or is it? We are not taught how to read, how to fight agencies. And until you learn to go to the Federal Register, you'll never get anywhere in the code. Only occasionally some nonsense. Case they give us an occasional procedural win. Oh, my God, I won. Yeah, right. The rule of law for agencies is not code. It's the regulations in the Federal Register. And there's all kinds of flavors. They're all over the place. Like mixing Chinese and Mexico and German food. But there's only one type of food that has the force and effect of law. And there's only two ways to get there. The predicate for the formal, which says I am going to abide by 5 USC 553, little b. You'll never find it. Or the other one, they'll say, no, you'll find 5 USC 55, little b. But it's impractical, it's unnecessary, and it's against the public interest. But they never declare the emergency, and that is called good cause, and it is mandatory. There's no wiggle room around it. That's a fact. Now, what are the definitions? This is in the, I found this Federal Register, the Senate report, 752, 1945. What does it mean? It tells you what tells you that there are enemies. Who in the holy heck would put somebody in charge of, quote, making force and effect of law? They don't say it's law. It's force and effect of law. Looks like, smells like, but it's not. Because it's like Esau. I have to lose my birthright. I have to volunteer to take on the character of a citizen of the United States. That's what we do. What's impractical? Means a situation in which the due and required execution of an agency functions would be unavoidably prevented by its undertaking public rulemaking procedures. We could stop the agency from doing this. We can't have that. Public interest. Impractical and unnecessary requires a rulemaking procedure shall not prevent an agency from operating. Well, boy, we wouldn't want to stop an agency from operating because we are woke.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Okay, we're back. And even, never done, they published the Federal Register Act twice in whole in the Federal Register because it's the law of the administrative state. They put the whole act in there. Why? Because everybody has to take judicial notice in that world because it's in the Federal Register. They don't do that for anything else. And it's never been modified. They got a little bit in the code. It's temporary nonsense stuff. They've never repealed it or anything. The knowledge is there. You asked. General applicability and legal effect, the agency shall put it in the Federal Register. And if it's not there, we're done. And if it's there, everybody's got to take judicial notice of it. So the question becomes, if it's there, does it have the force and effect of law? That's the Administrative Procedures Act. But, of course, if it's under the authority of 5 U.S.C. 301, which they admit for all of these federal agencies and all the CDC and all that crap nonsense, that's departmental rules. It's got nothing to do with you or me, and even if you're in that department, they do not have the force and effect of law. They still have, there's no exemption if you're a federal employee or a state employee or a boy for a private entity. The APA has application to everybody. Everybody. There's no exemptions. But you got to ask the right question. You have to say it's got to have the general applicability and legal effect. And I would just like to see the Federal Register that has the force and effect of law. And I will absolutely do it. And if you don't understand it, get back to me and I'll talk to the attorney. Absolutely. I'll run any of these attorneys up and down the ladder. You better believe it. Just give me a call, 907-355-8304. 907-355-8304. I'll take on any attorney. And I tell you what, most of them do not have a clue what is going on. I'm working on, like I say, the IRS. Because, number one, the deficiency says you owe is a 301 reg. The assessment, it's a 301 reg, so you can't even tell me how much I owe. Then the lien, levy, and distraint to take my stuff, it's a 301 reg. The filing in the county, notice the federal tax lien, that is a 301 reg. What are you left with there, sir? Talk about RICO. And you know, 301 regs and subsidy regs is not on the IRS homepage. Go on the homepage and look it up. There's 706 part 301 regs, and I put it out on my IRS list. If you haven't seen it, IRS at AlaskaMinuteman.com, I'll send it to you. I'm trying to wake people up with real facts. The hell with this. Just like Mike Lindell. Why is nobody, he has got the absolutely as good as it'll ever get. He's got the same thing as DNA, and nobody wants to talk about it. Does that show? Does that tell you that we're in trouble? I can tell you the pale horse in Revelations, the plague, the death, is here. There's no getting around it. There's probably a third of the population in this country, in the world, is going to die at some point. Because of this nonsense. However, these people, how many, whatever the percentage is that's bought into this because of ignorance? Ignorance can be cured. Stupidity can't. My people die for a lack of knowledge, Jose. And if you, and that, well, God willing, we will see you next Sunday if I'm still here and you're still here. And watch out for the federales and the Democrats and the Chicons.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out the kosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You can't handle handle the truth.
You're listening to...